My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
We have an NFL edition of Are You Gonna Eat That coming up next hour. It's Carson Anderson here on 97.1 The Ticket. It's our annual Detroit Lions season prediction show. We actually made ours yesterday. There was a reason for that, and we'll circle back to it right near the end of the show. But yeah, we are excited. We are fired up, and we got Michigan, Texas tomorrow. We talked about that a lot. We got Michigan State and Maryland. Big game for the Spartans. Both Michigan and Michigan State can move the needle and change some outlooks on the season with wins. I don't know if the Lions lost to the Rams it would certainly be disappointing. And it would certainly lead to some wild phone calls, some overreaction phone calls on Monday. But I don't know that it would move the needle too much as far as the season expectation. I think Michigan and Michigan State can move the needle for season expectations with wins tomorrow. But 248-539-9797. Get your picks in on the Lions and this season, the record, the reason that you think they'll have that record, and we archive them and then circle back.
And the reason I think we're looking at the Lions game on Sunday night and saying, is it going to move the needle with expectations and not thinking it can much, is we're already pretty chesty about the Lions.
Yes.
So like if they win the game, I mean, what's going to make us feel even better about it? If they win by 3 touchdowns and the defense is ridiculously good and Levi Onwuzurike has 2 sacks, and I mean, are those things going to move the needle even more? It feels like we're already kind of peaked as Lions fans, which I'm a little nervous about. I don't want to peak before week one, and yet this week one is going to be so spectacular because of who you're playing, when you're playing, and where you're playing.
Yep. And a big stage again. Get used to it. We are a team that people want to watch. So last night, NFL season kicks off. And of course, it's the Chiefs, which means Taylor Swift. Were there, did anybody have a problem with the Taylor Swift coverage last night, or did they kind of dumb it down a little bit?
Well, in fairness, I was watching more of the Tigers than I was the football game, but I did see they showed her, I think maybe the first time that they showed her, Tirico mentioned it. He's like, oh, and there's, yes, Taylor Swift is at the game. And that's all I saw.
Like he's surprised.
Right. So, but I don't know how many other shots of Taylor Swift there were throughout the game, so I can't really speak to that. I which was one of the questions I had coming into today, is how much was she shown?
I didn't really think it was too much.
Yeah, I watched the whole game, and it wasn't too much for me. I mean, of course, they show a clip of her coming into the stadium because you got to get that shot, right? Everyone's, yep. You know, hey, she's coming. There's the shot of her walking in the stadium. And then they showed her a couple times during the game, but It was mostly because if Kelce would make a play, and he just wasn't that involved last night.
Three catches? Was it three?
Yeah, I think it was like three catches. And so that was pretty much it. And I don't think it was overdone, personally. She was shown less last night than the NFL hype video they tweeted out the other day, which she's shown five times in that 30 seconds.
Well, I mean, I guess one of the questions I have today is, did they reach the target demographic with their Taylor Swift coverage? And by that, the target demographic is your wife, your girlfriend, your daughter, your young, maybe just kids. Do you think, did they still tune in to see Taylor Swift?
I don't think it hurt. I'm not sure what kind of boost they got this year compared to last year when it was happening all of a sudden, right? And yeah, it was a big story. They've had, the Swifties have had an off season now, you know, to deal with this. And they've seen Kelce at the concerts and on the tour and everything. So I'm sure it helped a little bit. I'm not sure how much of a boost, like I said. But, you know, Tirico's got to mention it. There's a producer in his ear telling him, you know, hey. Yeah,
we know. And we know what they're doing, too.
Yeah.
When if you work in whatever line of work you're in, if people say, hey, this is what the feedback from the customer is what they want. I get that many of you out there as football fans don't want it, but I mean, is anybody, how many people are going to turn off the game because there's too much Taylor Swift? Very few. How many people are going to turn on the game looking for Taylor Swift? It's probably way more than will turn it off for too much Taylor Swift. So it really doesn't impact me one way or another.
So your household was the norm? Your wife didn't say, hey, is she at the game?
She wasn't watching, and my daughter was, I didn't ask her if she watched. I should.
And your youngest cares more about Peebo Bryson, which we learned.
There
yesterday
wasn't even one cutaway of Peebo Bryson.
I mean, that's crazy. Yep. That's crazy. Did you notice that, by the way, you mentioned Travis Kelce, and he and Mark Andrews considered two of probably the top five or six tight ends in all of football. Combined, those guys had five catches for 48 yards. But Isaiah Likely ends up with nine for over 100.
Yeah.
It's kind of wild.
Does that mean Sam LaPorta is the new best tight end in football?
That's exactly what that means.
I thought so.
Ergo, Doug.
if these guys don't do squat, then our guy's the best in the game.
And you know I don't like if-then statements, because that's all about math.
It was a geometry where it started.
Yeah.
Entertaining game.
Proofs.
Kansas City wins 27-20. I guess the one thing I hope the Lions take out of it is make sure you line up on the line of scrimmage, Taylor Decker and Penei Sewell, because that flag was prominent for illegal formation. 248-539-9797. All right, coming up next hour, we'll have a NFL edition of Are You Going to Eat That? We got our picks today at 1:38. Got to mention this Tiger team, because what they did last night with Parker, MF, and Meadows was unbelievable. Did you see that what he did last night has happened once before in Major League history? That exact scenario? It's only happened once before in Major League history, and it's interesting who did it. We'll get to that at 1:20. It's Carson Anderson on a Football Friday. Get your picks in for the Lions season, 97.1.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.